It's Dino on the line with Billy Howerdell from A Perfect Circle. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dino?
Oh, I'm doing great. You must be excited because you finally have an album of brand new material coming out that you can tour behind for the first time in almost 15 years. How does that feel?
It feels really good. Just in preparation mode now, so kind of got our heads to the grindstone and just figuring out how we're going to play these songs live. So kind of past that record-making point and on to the practicality of figuring it all out. How do we take what we've been making for the past year and make it playable?
Right. Now, Eat the Elephant is out on April 20th. We've already heard like three tracks so far, The Doomed, Disillusioned, and the new single, Talk Talk. But as you said, it's only been like a year that you've really been recording, but it's been a while since we've had like brand new music as far as a full album's worth. Have you come to embrace these long hiatuses as a blessing, or do you consider it a burden?
Not a burden, but I mean, if things went the way I wanted them to, we'd be, make a record tour, take a small break, I mean, in the magnitude of months, and do it again.
Right.
But, Maynard's a busy guy. He's got a lot of projects going on, and I'll take them when I can get them.
Right. So basically, you've had to become an expert in time management.
Yeah, and be busy with other things. So, you have to, but it's not like we jump into these things and say, hey, let's do a record next week. These things get planned in advance, for months or, for a while. So
yeah, with your solo work, that's been keeping you busy. I mean, obviously, when you first started out, Ashes Divide, your first kind of project there. What is that really what you normally do during those long hiatuses? Or is there other things that keep you busy outside of music?
I've got a wife and two kids that keeps me busy.
Yeah, that'll keep anybody busy.
And Ash Divide, but that was, some years ago is when I put out the first record. It's been 10 years for that. So I'm always writing. So wherever it goes, it goes. And, some of these songs are on this record, certainly could have been on the next Ashes record. And it kind of just depends on how we change the production as we start rolling through them. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, now James Iha, he plays guitar with you guys. He's been getting ready to go out on this big reunion tour with the Smashing Pumpkins this summer. Will this affect A Perfect Circle's touring this year?
It's going to only affect it in that James is going to be back there with those guys, which is a bummer, and it's also really exciting for him.
Right.
I think, I'm really happy for him, happy for the band. We have a replacement that we've been working with, and I'll tell you more about that later.
Oh, okay. So, but will James be in Tucson with us?
Again, yet to be announced.
Yet to be announced. Gotcha.
But he might. He might not.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll keep it TBA at this juncture.
TBA right now.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, now, you're known for writing the musical part of A Perfect Circle's music, and Maynard's primarily known for doing the lyrics and the melody. Have you guys developed your songwriting over the years where you can now kind of overlap in each other's territory?
A bit, but I would say I don't get involved too much. I might offer some light direction,
constructive criticism.
As far as lyrics and melodies go, I mean, Maynard's got it handled. He's been doing it a long time.
Sure.
As far as the music goes, I mean, that is my department. That's my lane. But I, there's a lot to take on in that lane. So I welcome the input.
Right. And you're also probably welcome not having to have that on your plate as well.
Yeah. I mean, you can go both ways with it. In Ashes, it's kind of is a solo project. So it's a lot. And you can careful what you wish for, and so that's a lot to take on. So writing lyrics and being in that mindset is a very different thing. When I'm in that mode, I'm very preoccupied. I'd hate to be around me, so I think like it's nice not having to be kind of underwater emotionally while you're working on everything else in the having your left and right brain firing more efficiently, it's it's difficult to do when you're writing lyrics for me.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. At least you know, you have someone you could push their head underwater, and you could still be breathing normally. Now, with Maynard doing his wine stuff, have you ever been down to the winery that he has here in Arizona, in Jerome, and pick and stomp some grapes to make some vino?
I've been to his place in Jerome, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's an amazing setup. It's, you know, when he talks about it, I mean, he doesn't make any mystery that he's working really hard at this. But when you go and see the facility and see what goes on, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it's very impressive. It's a kind of a world class facility. So, yeah.
So, does Maynard ever give bottles of wine as presents, and you're like, oh, come on, man, this is you made this. This is yours.
No, I'm kind of into it. Yeah.
All right. Well, cool, man. What can Tucson fans expect from the A Perfect Circle live show at KF May Day coming up here on April 14th?
Well, you're going to get the absolute first, the first live offerings of some of these new songs, because you're the first show on our upcoming tour.
Wow. All right. So we are going to be A Perfect Circle virgins, I guess, if that's possible.
For a song or two or three. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Now, Eat the Elephant again, out on April 20th. Billy Howerdell from A Perfect Circle, thanks so much for joining me today, and we look forward to seeing you here in April at Keno Stadium for KFMA Day 2018.
Cool. Thanks, Dino. We'll see you soon.